And we'll be the first in the country shooting it because everybody else shows it all on the 4th. But we have to wait till it gets dark.
Part of the tradition goes back to when the mines were closed and everybody had to go back to work on the 5th. And it might not, well, again, be dark enough to shoot them off in time for people to get a good night's rest and then go to work.
Really, really good viewing spot is that dock down by the library. We pulled a barge right in front of the library. And you can also get a view, you know, from the bridge, but sometimes the smoke runs that way. And Douglas is the same thing. So best view, downtown Juneau.
The parking garage is great, and there's just that beautiful seawalk along that side, and you look right on out. We've got some special things coming up this year into the show that's very special just for Juneau. They can't shoot them anywhere else in Alaska, and we can do it because it's here around the water. The one that you want to watch this year that's special in there, it's called a water strobe shell, and we have a bunch of them, and then they'll go up, and they have a real long time heading back down to the water, and that's why you want to have it go into water. They have a real long burn rate. And it's going to be a really nice little thing in the middle of the show.
We always have a red, white, and blue section because, after all, it is the 4th of July. The other favorite that we do every year because we can't resist is a really big willow, and that goes up, and it's like a weeping willow.
We shoot it off. It's coming down. We're out there screaming because we think it's a pretty spectacular thing. We're thrilled to death, and boy, a lot of sound comes off of everybody on both sides of the channel, and we get to hear it out there. It's really good.